This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure. As I say every night, always a pleasure to have you with me. I just so much appreciate that. Oh, did I spell something wrong? You guys making fun of me again? Are you saying that I said you freedoms, you legal rights? God. I'll look, listen, give me time. Another 10, 15 years, I'll have this thing down pat. Again, Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure. I love you guys. I mean, seriously. I mean that sincerely. I do spell it. You know, I always joke with people, do you see stuff that I've written? If it's perfect, if grammar is perfect, if spelling is perfect, punctuation, if everything is perfect, I didn't write it. You know, I do send it over to Tammy to figure it out. But, you know, there's only so much of this trash you can fix. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you've spent with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. There's a lot going on out there. You know, and hypocrisy of the left. I hope that you rank-and-file Democrats that I consider having some real common sense, and there's plenty of them out there. But I hope your rank-and-file Dems really get something through your head. San Diego teachers who fought and screamed about going back to school, about teaching in person, because they hate your little American boys and girls. Hate them. They must. Because San Diego teachers are going to instruct migrant kids with higher COVID rates with one-on-one learning, right? While American kids, whose parents are paying taxes in this country, paying their salaries, they have to suffer at home. Somehow the left, somehow the California Teachers Union, and listen, let's be clear, not all teachers are like this. I get it. I'm not stupid. I actually know some very, very, very great teachers. But, you know, again, if you want to work this through in your head, on one hand, they're screaming and yelling how only white supremacists want people to go back to school, want kids back in the classroom, want, you know, live or one-on-one in the classroom teaching. So apparently now, with that logic, using their own logic, San Diego teachers are white supremacists. I'm just going by what they said. We just did that story last night, right? That the San Diego, you know, there was actually some of the teachers were from San Diego. So if you want kids to go back to school, if you're pushing kids to be back in class, then you're a white supremacist. Although I don't know where they get that, whatever. But let's say I come down to that IQ level and get on board with that. So if those same San Diego teachers or some other teachers, if they want to bring the kids in and bring migrant kids who have higher COVID rates into the class, then they must really be white supremacists. Unaccompanied child migrants housed at San Diego's Convention Center have an alarming high COVID-19 infection rate. Local teachers, though, more than happy to be providing them in-person instruction before their own students. Before they do their own classroom. They're going to do the ones that are locked up. Hundreds of migrant girls have been housed at a facility as the Biden administration is trying to figure out how to handle the crisis that they created. And the numbers of kids, unaccompanied kids coming to the border are even bigger and bigger and bigger than before. Over 700 unaccompanied girls transferred to the center. At least 82 have tested positive for the virus. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services is working hard to get them all tested. All of the girls have been tested before being transported to a temporary facility. Now, 59 testing positive for coronavirus, they were being housed separately, and anyone injured or ill was being treated on site by staff. And some people from the local children's hospital. Another 23 girls tested positive at the facility. They were moved to a different floor. Anyone exposed but has not tested positive was also quarantined in another area. My God. They're just all over the place, aren't they? San Diego County reportedly roughly 1,800 new cases out of an estimated population of more than 3 million in the past week. Also, none of the COVID-positive migrants required hospitalization. Oh, no. Just amazing, right? So their rate of infection is 9%. However, the kids in San Diego, the American kids living in San Diego, their rate, ready for this? I don't think you can count this low. 0.0018%. They cannot be in classrooms. I mean, can anybody help me with this? I mean, look at, I'm no too good at English. I'm no too good at math either. So help me understand. How is it that they have a 9% infection rate and teachers are perfectly comfortable going back to school with them? All right? But your kids, your English-speaking, tax-paying parents' kids, are at a 0.0018%, and somehow that's too dangerous for them to go to school. This is why we don't trust you. This is why we don't believe you. We'll be back in a few minutes. Brad Dacus joins us. Don't go far. We're going to learn a lot about the law, I hope. And what kind of shape we're in with Joey B. We'll be right back.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us.
That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
The Real Title, GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I love it when you're involved. I love it the fact that you guys are paying attention. You are on top of your game, right? I mean, you should be listening to the show and being involved here. So I do appreciate the time that you spend with me. But a guy that I really love being around, I'm glad he's around with us, is Brad Dacus. He is the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. I always appreciate his time with us and his vast knowledge of the crazy stuff going on in California. Brad, thanks for being with me.
Always a pleasure. Thank you, Joe.
Well, listen, let's kind of get right to it. California, I mean, if you really want to see what the left will do when they're, you know, got unfettered power, just look at what's happening in California and on a regular basis, right? I mean, just the craziness that's happening right now. Let's hit some of the latest ruling from a federal judge on Monday, And it has to do with the arbitrary numbers that California came up with as far as, you know, why is it only 25% of the churches? So the judge has said that, was it setting an evidentiary hearing? You're going to have to explain that to us in a minute, where California must show how it came up with its capacity caps on in-person worship services. This is a good sign?
Oh, yeah, this is a very good sign. In the past, the courts simply gave great deference to governors and states to set their criteria. You know, you have 10 people, you can have 100 people, whatever. And arbitrarily, they would pick this group of stores, or this group could have this percent or this number. But now the courts have really shifted since Amy Coney Barrett came on the Supreme Court. It shifted so that now the court's saying, hey, government, you can't just simply arbitrarily pick something and not justify it. You have the burden. You, the government, have the burden to show that your criteria is substantiated and necessary. This is a major game change. We at Pacific Justice, as you know, Joe, we filed a lawsuit with the Supreme Court against Santa Clara County, and we won based on this premise, the court saying enough is enough. You can't just arbitrarily decide to treat churches differently, and you can't just arbitrarily have a different statistical percentage for them versus others. So everything is unraveling in a very positive way, and we at Pacific Justice Institute are very optimistic as things are progressing.
As this starts to move across the country, as you start to see it really roll out there with these kind of things, will this help set a precedent for what happens in other states?
Oh, yes, it will. And I think the end game, the way I see it as head of the Pacific Justice Institute, is that at the end of the day, I think we're going to see solid case law precedents showing that governors, governments cannot infringe upon, and particularly upon religious institutions and their ability to gather, unless they can show that they put the same restriction on everyone else, you know, including Home Depot and the supermarket. At the very least, that is an end game, and I'm very, very optimistic that I don't think we'll see the degree of tyranny that we've seen in 2020 again in my lifetime. But it's gonna, we're gonna need to work hard, and we're gonna need to see these cases through to the end. But the projection is we're gonna see some good case law correcting this travesty that we saw so massive at such a massive level last year.
Yeah, I mean, I watch this stuff come by and I go, this can't be this country. This can't be happening here in this country. And you're seeing more and more and more of it happening. And these aren't the only guys. This is happening to other churches up and down the state where they're still being draconian. They're still not giving up. And they're still trying to hold these people under their thumb, aren't they? The state of California, that is.
Oh, right. California is not giving up. They are going to want to continue to fight for their power. Again, Governor Gavin Newsom's power to be able to pronounce and close and control as he wishes. You know, absolute power corrupts absolutely. We're seeing that play out so in such a very real, vivid way in states like California, Oregon, Washington State, Illinois, New York. And the good news, once again, is I think the Supreme Court gets it, and I think that they're going to tie the noose around, in a figurative way, of course, around these governors to the point where it'll be very obvious that their tyranny cannot continue.
Yeah, at some point in time, I'm really, maybe you don't know, maybe it just came up, but I remember whatever happened to the Supreme Court wanting or demanding a response from Governor Newsom on these church rules and what have you. This was back at the end of January. You know, again, he had to try to make a case then, and he probably couldn't do it, or did that case get withdrawn is what I heard was going to happen.
Yeah, well, it's they've gone up and down several times, which is how our system works. But like I said, like this decision on Monday, the evidentiary hearing is going to be, you know, that wasn't even heard of as a concept say, last summer, you know, before Amy Coney Barrett was put on the Supreme Court. It was just, you know, great deference to whatever government wants. Now government is having to prove up in a hearing with the evidence, with the statistics, with the experts, that what they're, the limitations they're placing upon, i.e. like church gatherings, is absolutely necessary and narrowly tailored. It's just a, it's a night and day perspective and approach by the courts. And I do not believe that Governor Gavin Newsom, the state of California, San Diego, I just don't believe that the government is going to prevail at the end of the day. They do not have the statistics, the numbers, the evidence to support their discrimination and tyranny, particularly against churches and synagogues.
Yeah, you know what? You're the eternal optimist, my friend. And I hear what you're saying. But, you know, when you got Clarence Thomas running around slamming his head against the table saying, I can't believe we're doing this or not doing this or not dealing with this, that tells me this, there are some issues in that court that we don't even know about, that we aren't even privy to. Hey,
well,
go ahead.
I was going to say, there is some definite truth to what you said. I mean, the court said basically, you know, churches, synagogues, you have to give them at least the same freedom as everyone else out there, including the supermarket, et cetera, or the airport. We're pushing it farther, though, and this is what we need to push in our litigation, and we're saying, excuse me, wait a minute, the airport is 100% occupancy allowed. So if that's the case, don't give churches just 25% along with everyone else. Give them the full freedom they're entitled to,
right,
which is given to others.
Right.
So that's what we're litigating, and we have to see that through.
All right, we're going to be back in a few minutes. Don't go far, people. A lot more coming up after the break. The California bill proposes removing cops who express a religious belief. I'm sure that's very constitutional. We'll be right back.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now. And get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A program to provide small businesses with loans to help them weather the economic impact of the pandemic has been extended for another 2 months. President Biden signed the extension of the Paycheck Protection Program Tuesday, which pushes the deadline to apply for loans back to May 31st.
It is a bipartisan accomplishment. Nearly 90,000 businesses are still in line, and there's money left. Without somebody signing this bill today, there are hundreds of thousands of people who could lose their jobs, and small and family businesses that might close forever.
and COVID cases are now on the rise in 27 states, with health officials worrying that a fourth surge of infections is just around the corner. The U.S. is now averaging around 64,000 new COVID cases a day, the highest rate in more than a month. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
Listen to Real Feather, GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Road Joe. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Let me bring him on. You know, I always appreciate my time with Brad Dacus, founder of Pacific Justice Institute. If you're not supporting them, helping them, doing something because of the great work they do across the country, they deserve your support. Brad, always thank you for being with me. And tell people how to get in touch with you, how to get in touch with your organization, and how to help you, really.
Yeah, thanks, Joe. Yeah, we're a nonprofit, a legal organization, 501c3, and we defend everyone without charge when it comes to religious freedom, parental rights, the sanctity of human life. We do it all without charge, and we have offices coast to coast, Miami, you know, and Seattle, Orange County, New York City, and places in between. And we, like I say, we do our work without charge. If people want to keep up with our cases, we have, like, you know, about 50 cases in active litigation. I know people, they won't hear about it in the news, but they're very important cases. And they can get our Legal Insider newsletter on our website. Just go to pji.org, P for Pacific, J for Justice, I for Institute, .org, and I know they'll love to be updated with our cases. And of course, if they financially support us, we greatly appreciate that, because one thing that makes us unique is we make sure everyone gets help. We don't just cherry pick high profile cases, so we really appreciate people's support.
Well, I have a new appreciation, I won't say for what you do as much, but truly what it costs, you know, based on my case that came down, and how quickly the charges amassed on that one, and trying to, you know, I guess if you're innocent, it costs you more money to defend yourself or something. It's just craziness out there with what's going on. So, anyhow, let's get on this case, on the case of this California bill that proposes removing cops who express religious or conservative beliefs. But the religious beliefs is where they're going to try to get them. And not only that, there is no way. No, I would hope, Mr. Optimist, that there's no way that this is going to make it past the Supreme Court. And I can't even believe that, I do believe it, but I'm amazed that California would try to push something like this through knowing it flies in the face of the Constitution. Do you think they do these things sometimes just to kind of crack the dam, if you would?
Oh, yes. They want to adopt totalitarian kind of legislation that effectively will purge people who do not agree with their worldview from jobs and public service. You know, communist China does that all the time. If you want a position, you have to, you know, be of the communist party philosophy. Otherwise, you don't move up. You don't get the job. But that's unfortunately what they're trying to do here in California with this legislation. It effectively the bill, as it was originally drafted, would say that if you were, say, a police officer and you went to attend in most churches or Orthodox synagogues, you would be disqualified to be able to be a police officer because of the traditional values and teachings concerning marriage espoused and advocated by such traditional religious institutions. So they would purge officers of the Christian faith, of the Orthodox Jewish faith, from being able to serve. We at Pacific Justice Institute, we protested against that. We testified against that. They've now pulled it. They're revising it. But their goal, and here's what's so important, Joe, their bottom line goal, though, is to do just that, though. They want to purge so that we have no law enforcement with traditional conservative beliefs or values. It could even apply to the way it was originally drafted to people who are members of the Republican Party, because the Republican Party has a stated position along those same lines. I mean, that's how extreme it is, and they're not giving up. They're just coming back, and they're gonna redraft it. But it's very frightening that they would attempt to try to purge people of faith from law enforcement.
Yeah, I mean, think about it here, and they're sneaky, right? The bill known as the California Law Enforcement Accountability Reform Act. Well, heck, who wouldn't be for that? Of course, I want our men in blue, our women in blue, to do the right thing and to make sure that they're accountable for their actions. That makes perfect sense, but that has nothing to do with this bill. I mean, truly, whose definition of hate speech are they going to use? What's going to be what is a hate group? I mean, specifically, who's going to call it out as to what it is?
Well, the way it's been drafted is any group that believes in traditional marriage or supports marriage as only between a man and a woman, which is most churches, most Orthodox synagogues, the Republican Party platform, they're basically saying that is hate speech. That's a hate group. So your Baptist churches, your Catholic churches, your Orthodox synagogues, those are hate groups, according to the Liberal Democrats that put this together, that was advocating for it. Now they're going to have to go back again, because that would have been struck down as unconstitutional easily. And they're going to try to be coy and try to phrase the language a little differently in a way that will give enough room for them to intimidate, not hire police officers with those beliefs, but do it in a way that on its face is not going to be so a violation of the First Amendment rights. So they're going to try to continue to play with it so that they can get the end game, which is persecution and purging, without risking it being struck down on its face as unconstitutional. So that's what we're watching very closely at Pacific Justice Institute. Now, Joe, here's my real concern, though, is they don't want to stop with police officers.
No.
They'll want to continue the purging for all public school teachers, all librarians, all firemen. They will want a purging so that those in public service and those with influence, and particularly the teachers and the professors, that they'll have total control, so there'll be only one viewpoint, one perspective, and that our children will be guaranteed to be indoctrinated in it, as if they're not already indoctrinated in most public schools in that regard. So this is the trend, this is their goal, and we need to take it very, very seriously.
Yeah, like I said, it's amazing that more and more people aren't seeing this. And what bothers me is that, you think about it, even the church people here in California, how they vote for this kind of stuff, how they're not paying attention to this and seeing what's happening around them is, I don't know, it floors me. It shouldn't, but it really does, floor me. So, and I agree with you. I think it's going to get to the point that pretty much any group that doesn't believe in, that only believes in traditional marriage, doesn't believe in abortion and some other things, some other social issues, if you would, you're going to have a problem with this. I was thinking about something the other day where California passed a bill where you had to have, or a law, the makeup of your corporate board. Now, here, we got a bunch of people that don't run big businesses telling big businesses how to run. I think it's wonderful. So it has to be, yeah, right? So many women, so many blacks, the whole nine yards have to be on your board, or else you're in violation of a California law of some kind. I don't know. Just craziness to me. The only color that these people care about is green. How much green can you bring in? That's what they care about. But, I mean, at what point do they step in and say, okay, you have to have as many female pastors as you do male pastors? Right?
Right. Oh, yeah. They would love to get away with that if they thought they could. This Supreme Court, United States Supreme Court, courtesy of President Donald Trump, wouldn't allow that. The kind of people that Biden would love to put on the Supreme Court would probably sign off on that with no problem, giving very little respect for the free exercise clause of the First Amendment. But it is very tyrannical when we have a government and a society that totally violates the 14th Amendment Equal Protection Clause, which is basically says, hey, government, you're not supposed to look at people's skin color. You're supposed to treat everyone equally as individuals. That's our nation. That's what we're about, individual rights, individual liberty. Instead, these movements are ones to put people in because of their gender, because of their race, because of this or that, and not allow the free market to really choose and compete for those who are the most qualified to be sitting on these boards of directors, leading companies, making decisions that are affecting jobs, economic growth, and prosperity for society.
Mm-hmm. No, totally agree with you. When we come back on the other side, though, I'll tell you what, I want to hit two quick things with you. One of them is Kristi Noem and her refusing to sign that transgender bill. She had some reasons from a legal standpoint that I didn't quite understand. Maybe you can help figure them out, and
sure,
we'll go down that road. And again, final vote on a new California law, the ethnic studies curriculum. My God, what a nightmare this thing is as well. Joe Mancini, your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Brad Dacus will still be with us.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com.
Guam immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Shut up. Get out. We're back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GO-JOE, 855-732-5563. Be involved. Be engaged. Be part of the solution. That's really what it boils down to. Just want you to be part of the solution. It's that simple. You know, I always appreciate your time with me and the fact that, you know, call me. You can call me out anytime. If I make a mistake or do something wrong, send me an email. Joe@therealside.com. Joe@therealside.com. Let me get back to him. Brad Dacus joins me. He's the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Always appreciate his time and his knowledge with us. Brad, thanks for being with us. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
All right. Let's get to the one I told you I was going to talk about, which is the Christy Noem issue. And this is where I love having guys like you on, because we don't really understand the nuances. Sometimes, being a school board member myself, sometimes people will say, just like opening the schools right now, you know, Messina, I elected you to get in there, get our schools back open, just open the doors. Well, A, I got four other people to persuade, or at least two other people to persuade to do the same thing, and B, we don't have that kind of autonomy. We have to do what the LA County Board of Health tells us to do. So, or the guidelines that give us a work from within. So it's not as easy just opening up the schools and people don't get it. Well, it's the same thing here. I'm not so sure I understand everything that she was saying, but part of what she was saying is she didn't veto the bill. Okay, she kind of let it sit there and die. She didn't sign it because she wanted a part in it, take it out with the NCAA could come after her and possibly win. And
right.
Give me your thoughts.
Sure. The NCAA is a private entity. It's not the government. And so they can set the rules that they wish for universities to be able to compete under the NCAA, and it's very, very large. It's nationwide. It's powerful as far as where athletic competition is concerned. And so the NCAA has a policy that says males, biological males, if they come out and they say that they feel like they're a female, then they can compete against the girls in the girls' sports, compete for girls' scholarships, girls' placements on basketball teams and other sports events, do wrestling with girls, as if somehow that's supposed to be fair and equal. So that, you know, that's their very far leftist position. Well, you know, the governor, South Dakota, she's like thinking, well, if this passes, then we're going to go against their rule and say, no, biological males compete with biological males, and biological males can't compete with biological females. If we adopt that, which is what the legislation was, her concern was that their universities, et cetera, would be prohibited, and their athletes would be prohibited from competing under the NCAA, and she didn't want to see that happen. Yet the truth is we have to stand up to the NCAA. It is illogical. It's unfair. It's an egregious violation of women's rights, of young women's rights, to have equality of opportunity for competition in sports. It's irrational. It's illogical. It's extreme. So that's why I think at the end of the day, whether she signs it or not, at the end of the day, the states, you know, the red states in particular, they need to unite. They need to say, enough is enough. We'll form our own entity, a separate league. We're not going to comply with this. This is simply unfair. And I think that's what the next step that we're going to see take place is a concerted, organized effort of states working together to protect women from having to be violated in physically as well as fair competition.
Jeez. It just gets deeper and deeper and deeper into the weeds when you get into this stuff. I'm always amazed at this. All right, California now in the new curriculum. We were talking about that a little while ago. I'm amazed at what's in this. I'm amazed at, you know, how about we get back to reading, writing, arithmetic, where we're what, 46th in the country? This is just crazy.
I thought we were.
I mean, seriously, I'm surprised we're not 49th. You know, the 49th worst. But when you look at it, there's been many rewrites. This looks like it's going to make it. It's all about ethnic studies. Again, let's forget about math. Let's forget about science. Let's forget about all the stuff that really matters. And this is, we've got to go down this road. But part of this is our kids are going to have to, they think they're going to have to do a religious chant. So I guess it's so they can learn the culture. Or am I missing something here?
It's actually much deeper than that. They'll have to do a chant to the Aztec god, you know, which was the Aztec god was the one of in Mexico, in the Central America. And the problem with the Aztecs is that they were not exactly a very civil society. They sacrificed thousands, hundreds of thousands, potentially millions of firstborn babies to the sun god. They were very, very barbaric until they were defeated by a more civilized perspective of society and human life. However much controversy there may be there, it's still night and day. So what they want to do is they want the children to put everything on an equal playing field. They want to give this same recognition to the Aztec god that our society has given to the Christian god or to Judaism, you know. And they think that by doing this, they're putting everything, all ethnic groups on the same level based upon their history of their religion. And they're saying, see, we're all religions are on the same level. Hence, all cultures, all ethnicities are on the same level. Well, you can recognize the value of different ethnicities, and without recognizing and saying that the past historic religions are the same credibility or the same civility. But this is what they're trying to do. They're trying to actually tear down the religious influence of the white man, if you will, and in so doing, sort of neutralize the whole concept of religion as being anything that's other than just a you know, as something of our ethnic heritage that should all be looked upon equally and the same, which is very dangerous. It's warped. It's twisted. And it's, of course, a clear violation of the First Amendment of the Constitution. Government has no business telling our kids to recite chants to any god, much less a god that was, you know, the Aztecs, which was so sacrificial of so many little babies.
You know, it's funny, some people see me look off to the side. It's gotten windy around here again, which is, you know, in California, that's the kiss of death, right? That means that power can go out any minute. It's great living here in northern Venezuela, isn't it? So I had put up a third flag at the house, and I'm hearing that flag, you know, starting to pop and hit the side of the house. I'm going, okay, really? Is the wind that bad? Do we need to crank up the generator or what? Isn't that bad? I live in the United States of America. I live in one of the most technology modern states in the country, and I have to worry in a heavy wind that I'm not going to have electricity.
Yeah.
It's mind-boggling, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. When I was a child living in Southern California, I never went to bed at night wondering if the power was going to be shut off because of the high winds. Just never happened. I guess, you know, I guess our crude technology back then, you know, must have, somehow been better than what we have today. But anyway.
So let's get back at something that I don't know where this is going. I mean, I'm not Mr. Optimist like you are. The real assault now on the Second Amendment. You're watching what's happening. You're watching what the president is calling for and the vice president. I guess they're acting as a team. They're co-presidenting at this point. But you look at what's going on and what they're trying to push through. They're going to try to push through some serious regulations against the Second Amendment. I mean, you've followed this for years. You know, the Second Amendment, really, for all intents and purposes, should be without caveats unless you change the amendment itself, correct?
Correct. And the case law is fairly well established that the government can't engage in such wide banning of firearms. Now, they can have policies requiring, you know, background checks and 30 days and, you know, exams and et cetera. I mean, they can do those kinds of measures, no problem. And those actually make a lot more sense. But to have wide breadth of banning of firearms and the ability for people to bear arms and protect themselves, that's a whole other ballgame. And I really believe, at the end of the day, that I don't think we're going to see that legislation at this juncture. Maybe after the midterm, if the Democrats pull off some more Senate seats. But we've got there's three seats that from states like Arizona and Montana and West Virginia. There's some states that there'd be some very, very angry voters if they decided to take away their guns. So
Joe Biden's talking about executive orders. Those should be able to be crushed in a relatively short period of time with some kind of emergency movement towards the Supreme Court, couldn't they?
Oh, yes, and that's correct. So I think that is much more of an imminent threat, and I agree. And yet, at the same time, I believe that we could see that reviewed fairly quickly by the Supreme Court because of the magnitude of its potential violation of our Second Amendment rights.
Well, see, I do listen to you. That's how I knew that. Quickly tell people again where they can find you and where they can help out.
You bet. They just go to pji.org. It's time to get our free Legal Insider newsletter. And we greatly appreciate people supporting our work as we take on the tyranny that we're facing in our country today.
Yeah, I agree. We just need more help, period, and people that are willing to fight. Brad, always a pleasure to have you with me. Joe Bucci, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Special guest coming up in the next hour, but I'm not telling you who it is. We'll be right back.